It was packed with kids.
Hours into the school day.
It was quick. Everything happened really, really quick.
Just as lunch was wrapping up, a loud noise grabbed David Lewis's attention.
Oh, yeah, I knew exactly what it was.
About 6 seconds later, another one. Right now on KSL Plus.
Time is everything in a situation like that.
Amid an increase in gun threats and incidents at some Utah schools.
He just said that they were on lockdown and he was in a closet with three other people and his drama teacher.
One school district is taking matters into their own hands to try to keep students safe.
The situation is untenable. We need to take some very aggressive action to curb some of these instances and ensure the safety of our campuses.
I'm Matt Rascone, and this week we take a closer look at what Granite School District is doing to try to curb gun incidents on their campuses. Plus, my colleague Eliza Pace talks to Barbara Gentry, a board member with the Gun Violence Prevention Center of Utah.
Well, our mission is to educate Utahns about guns and gun violence. And we provide a website, social media, we hold events. We created a handbook, which is got statistics, all kinds of statistics, national statistics, Utah statistics, comparisons of Utah to other states, comparison to states with stronger laws and how that works out to annual death rates from guns. And the evidence is pretty overwhelming that stronger gun laws lead to reduced gun violence, not only in schools, but everywhere in the state.
Good evening. In search of safe schools, Utah lawmakers today unveiling a series of bills that they hope will better protect kids in the classroom.
From dangerous weapons to bullying, news specialist Shelby Lofton is at
and
the...
Our focus, we plant some daffodils, we try and bring the attention of the state to the 440 individuals who died in our state from gun violence last year. We planted a bulb for every lost life there. And we even had a film festival of pertinent films that helped us understand gun issues. So that is our mission, is to educate. We do lobby for bills we think would be helpful to manage the gun violence in our state. That's something that we do, not very successfully, but we do.
They've been hearing from Utahns who are increasingly worried about their kids in schools given recent attacks on campuses across the country.
So tell me, what trends have we seen with gun violence in Utah, specifically in schools?
Well, in schools we have... I'm not sure what the exact numbers are. We have seen an uptick in the number of students bringing guns to school.
Thursday's shooting was the 16th gun incident on a Granite campus this school year. Last year, there were 17 total. Granite is requesting $12 million from the state to enhance security in an effort to make it stop.
The situation is untenable. We need to take some very aggressive action.
Happily, we have not had a mass shooting in a Utah school. And so those numbers frequently reflect students who bring a gun to school and students who are found on the premises of the school, often in parking lots with the guns after school hours or sometimes during.
Story tonight. Police are still looking for suspects after they say at least one gunshot was fired in the parking lot at Taylorsville High School.
That incident sent the campus on lockdown and had many parents scrambling.
You know, this is like the second time this has happened to him, once in elementary school too.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame. This is where we're at, right?
I was just in the parking lot at lunch in one of my friend's cars and it was just two pops.
The shots, as you can hear, caught on a neighbor's Ring camera. They're fairly far apart here.
Kind of sounded like a firework. I didn't really even think anything of it.
Moments later, inside the school,
I just see a bunch of teachers like waving. They're like, come on, come on.
They're just yelling, get in the classroom, get in the classroom.
Matisse Hassler and her brother Gabe are running into classrooms, not knowing why.
And we knew it wasn't a drill because literally this morning we had a fire drill.
I hear there's a gun on campus and I'm just like, terrified.
Confusion and anxiety set in for many.
Then all of a sudden they yelled to get under the desks again.
They heard some teachers continue teaching, while others...
We trained for this, but when it actually ends up happening, it's...
Weren't sure what to do.
A lot's going through your mind.
And I just started texting my mom, and I texted my brother and was like, I love you. It'll be okay.
As minutes turned into an hour, Gabe texted his best friend.
Hey, don't try to be a hero. I can't live without you.
So Granite School District is trying out a pilot program with a gun-sniffing dog, and it's supposed to be kind of the first of its kind within the state of Utah.
Here's the scenario. An anonymous tip comes in. There's reason to believe a gun is somewhere in this classroom, and Bolt, along with Officer Garrett Penrose, are here to confirm if it's true.
He's trying to figure out, okay, where's the odor coming from? I'm going to follow the trail.
The odor of gunpowder, just one of Granite School District's new tools to increase school safety and security.
He can go anywhere. He can go into parking lots. He can go around vehicles. He can go through lockers, any common areas.
Is there any evidence that that would improve, you know, the numbers of gun violence victims?
Well, I certainly support any measure that helps protect children. I think what we're doing with a lot of the school hardening, where they change the entrances, the doors are all locked, the lockdown drills, a dog that can sniff out guns, is we are treating symptoms of the larger problem, which is that students have guns available to them in their homes. And that source of guns is where we find students, it's a powerful lure, it's a powerful weapon. It's when they are perhaps bullied at school, they sometimes take it to school thinking they will protect themselves. And it's, of course, exceedingly dangerous. Some guns found in schools are stolen. Maybe my guns are locked securely at home, but my friend's guns are not. And that's something parents should know about where their children, what their children's parents have in terms of gun management. And there are excellent gun safes available, and there are ways to attach and separate your gun into pieces. There's locking up ammunition. There's ways to make guns in a home safer. But the best way is to make sure that they are unloaded and locked up, and keeping them out of the hands of your students.
So our hope is that as the public and as students see that Officer Penrose and Bolt are out at our campuses and searching our parking lots, that they will think twice about being foolish enough to bring a weapon on campus.
In this classroom scenario, Bolt thoroughly follows the scent before honing in on a drawer where the gun is stashed inside.
Yes!
A job well done by a first-of-its-kind team in Granite Schools.
We have the one goal in mind of keeping everyone safe, and especially the students.
The big story behind that as well is those same guns, when unlocked, are used to contribute to our astonishing suicide rate among young people. Gun death is the highest rate of death for adolescents ages 10 to 19. Some 60 students a year are killed by suicide in the state. And that is largely a result of access to guns, which are a particularly lethal way to commit suicide and particularly irreversible. I feel very badly that this many students die every year. This is, we are seventh in the nation in percentage-wise for our young people taking their own lives.
So you touched on gun storage a little bit. We talked about there's a bill that did not pass.
It did not pass.
About gun storage. But for people that might not be aware of what Utah's laws are on gun storage, how do we compare to the rest of the nation in kind of
Well, I could tell you exactly if you have a minute.
Yeah, you're just fine.
Okay. Here's one 2017 study published in the Journal of American Medicine, Pediatrics Journal, found that of the 12 states where CAP, which is Child Access Protection Laws, have been in effect for at least 1 year, unintentional firearm deaths fell by 23% among children under 15 years of age. The same study found that cap laws were associated with an 8.3 decrease in suicides amongst children ages 14 to 17. And that those kind of studies are very persistent, that laws, people follow laws, and if they are in place, they can prevent some of the behavior, not all of it, but laws are made for a reason. And in the case of gun laws, we've had a lot of resistance and a lot of misinformation. Safe storage is it's kind of related to the fear that people have, which is kind of misplaced, about intruders. Less than 3% of Utah's homicides are related to someone unknown to the victim. Another whole set of data shows that people don't assume rifles are used in suicides. And in our rural areas, rifles are more available, and they are more often used in suicides, and they can be used in suicides, which is kind of surprising. You need to lock up your rifles as well as pistols.
Good evening. The Granite School District preparing for a worst-case scenario in your child's classroom. District police teaming up with officers from West Valley City to practice taking down an active shooter.
New specialist Lauren Steinbrecher gives us a look at the training.
So let's get back to schools here a little bit. What would the Gun Prevention Center of Utah, what solutions would they suggest?
Well, safe storage laws, number one. Secondly, we do have a program in Utah that was mandated by the legislature. They developed an app called Safe Utah. Maybe you've heard of it. And I would suspect that ability of a student to access Safe Utah and report bullying or a gun, that's how your dog's going to be of value. The Granite School District has 83 schools. The dog can't be everywhere. The dog is going to be where someone has, and usually a student, has reported the gun. Because the kids with guns don't show them, the teachers, administrators, but often they show it off to another student.
We have used them for various investigations and to help secure our schools and our campuses. So we have used them in investigations where there might have been an anonymous tip, or the threat of gun violence that was maybe reported with the Safe UT app.
They were quick to search for a gun after shots were fired in the Taylorsville High parking lot in January. But the school district says they're hoping Bolt can help before it gets to that point.
And our Utah students, I think there's been enough in the news about shootings in schools. They are very aware that that's a danger, and they don't want guns in their schools. And if they have a way, and I think the Safe Utah app, and then also the suicide hotline has been another thing I think that has been used. And I don't know the statistics on their use, but that and then during my career, it was I was in education for 40 years, and I saw some changes. And one of them was putting officers in schools. And that was quite reassuring to me as a teacher that we had that officer. And I believe there's still, I don't know about the elementary schools as much, but those officers were reassuring to me.
If this sound ever echoes inside school walls, Granite PD and West Valley City officers are buttoning down exactly what they'll do in those moments.
Those that are arriving at the school first, where they're making a point of entry, how they're going throughout the school, whether that's classroom to classroom, throughout the hallways.
Moments not unlike what the district and police saw at Granger Elementary when explosions from a science experiment led to a huge police presence in November. Or nearly a year ago to the day at Hunter High School when a student shot and killed two others and injured a third just outside the school, leading to a lockdown. Instead of waiting for chaos, the nearly three dozen officers spent the day creating it in role-playing scenarios.
We're going to get you taken care of, okay?
It builds upon that muscle memory and that routine so that should the unthinkable occur, we're as prepared as possible to deal with those situations and those different scenarios.
Building up tactical strategy, communication, and collaboration.
It gives us an opportunity to have real world-based training that's on location and it's hands-on.
Why do you think, in your opinion, we're seeing this uptick in shootings in schools particularly, right? Because there are other countries where guns are available, but they're not. It's not only in schools like it is in the U.S., and so...
There are very few countries where kids have as much access to guns, first of all. Very few. There are. So there's a lovely graph in here that shows the number of guns that we have in the, U.S. gun violence. So here are some statistics. Here's gun violence in Utah, the yellow line, the U.S. blue, and here's the rest of the other countries. Switzerland, I believe, allows a certain number of firearms. But you asked for my opinion. I think they see a lot of crime on TV. I think they play violent video games. I think that they start seeing a gun as a way to solve problems. And that really couldn't be further from the truth. And these are children. Their prefrontal cortexes are not formed. They don't have good cause and effect skills yet.
If you or anyone you know is experiencing thoughts of suicide, there is help available. You can call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, 988. That does it for us this week on KSL Plus. I'm Matt Rascone. I'll see you again next week.